All right, we have a caller on the line, I believe. Paul from Draycott. Paul from Draycott.
Good morning, everybody. Paul McIntosh from Draycott. I'd just like to start off by congratulating everybody for the way everybody's worked together across the police, the fire, the school department to put together a plan to bring to the vote for the taxpayers that is, I think, fair and equitable and, you know, genuinely needed. So, you know, I'm strongly in support of that. And I'd just like to offer a comment, really, on the technology aspect of it. I'm a technology professional. I travel across the world as part of my job, and I spend time in countries like Korea, China, Taiwan. And these are all countries that are tremendously embracing of technology. And what I see for myself and for people down the road is a very, very strong competitive environment globally. And one of the differentiators and things that gets taken advantage of by countries like, you know, China and Korea and Taiwan is their access to technology. And it's tremendous what you can do with it across, you know, the emergency services, for example, and across the schools. And one aspect of that is, you know, things like online education. To be able to offer a huge breadth of access for people is tremendously important. And, you know, down the road, our kids and even people, you know, of my age facing competition on a global scale for jobs, and technology can help us remain competitive. So bringing that into the town, I think, is tremendously beneficial for everybody. And, you know, if there's an opportunity to do that and get money back from the FCC, for example, we should grab that with both hands. I know I look at my bills on a regular basis and see those FCC carve-outs. So to get that back and to aid the town, improve its infrastructure, giving everybody the opportunity to access high-speed internet and be able to do that all over town, I think is a fantastic opportunity that we should embrace with both hands.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the call, Steve.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Sure. Thank you very much. I can tie it right back to the classroom. I mean, at the core of what we do as a school system is the classroom. It's the teacher. It's the student. It's the content. One little anecdote to sort of double down on why technology is so important as an educational tool. I'm 51, and I'm not that old, but when I was in school, if I had to do a report or a project on Antarctica, I would have to go to the library, look through the card catalog, find an encyclopedia, find a couple of old books that were probably very dated that had some nice pictures from the 50s or the 60s, and learn about Antarctica that way. Last year, we were able to cobble together sufficiently the technology for one day at the Brookside, where our students were able to Skype with a scientist who was in Antarctica at the time and engage the students in real time, answer questions, walk around his lab and look at what was going on in a real field science office on the continent of Antarctica. That's the kind of engagement that we need to be able to provide to our students. And frankly, it becomes educational, but it's competitive. School systems around us are doing the same thing. Taiwan, Japan, Singapore, those nations are also doing the same thing. But even locally, we need to provide our students the opportunity to participate in just those kinds of activities.